Democrat Congresswoman, anti-Israel riot at DNC rattled me more than January 6th. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 17, 2023. The anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protest that erupted outside of the Democratic National Committee, DNC, Wednesday evening frightened Democrat Representative Debbie Dingell, DME, who said the riot rattled me more than January 6th. Several Democrats were inside the building when the protest took place, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, House Minority Whip Catherine Clark, DCA, House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar, DCA, as well as Dingell. Protesters reportedly sought to block entrances to force politicians to encounter their candlelight vigil and their calls for an end to the fighting, according to the Associated Press. However, the protest was not peaceful, as U.S. Capitol Police clashed with rioters who were reportedly illegally and violently protesting. "Right now our officers are working to keep back approximately 200 people who are illegally and violently protesting in the area of Canal Street and Ivy Street," S.E., Capitol Police posted on X at the time. "Officers are making arrests. All members have been evacuated from the area. Please stay away from the area." Ultimately, six officers were injured in the DNC HQ riot. Related: insurrection? Pro-Palestinian protesters blockade DNC headquarters, clash with police. Dingell, who was blocked from exiting the building due to protesters, said she was frightened. "It took an hour for police to safely escort her and her colleagues out of the building. This rattled me more than January 6th did," Dingell told the Detroit News. "I was scared. Someone is going to get hurt at one of these things. They can get out of control." U.S. Capitol Police released a statement the following day, asserting that the group of protesters was not peaceful and failed to obey our lawful orders to move back from the DNC, where members of Congress were in the building. "When the group moved dumpsters in front of the exits, pepper sprayed our officers and attempted to pick up the bike rack, our teams quickly introduced consequences, pulling people off the building, pushing them back, and clearing them from the area, so we could safely evacuate the members and staff," the statement continued, noting that injured officers were cut, pepper sprayed, and punched. 24-year-old Reuben Arthur Camacho of Woodbridge, New York, was arrested for assault on a police officer after an officer witnessed Camacho slam another officer into a garage door and then punch the female officer in the face, the statement continued. "Last night our team was quick, decisive, courageous and in control. When demonstrations cross the line into illegal activity, it is our responsibility to maintain order and ensure people's safety," U.S. Capitol Police added. Democrat leaders initially came under scrutiny for remaining silent on the attack, only to release a statement around 1 p.m. on Thursday, roughly 16 hours after the DNC HQ riot. In it, Reps. Jeffries, Clark, Aguilar, and Del Benny admitted protesters escalated their activity in a manner that exceeded a peaceful demonstration. "We strongly support the right to freedom of expression and encourage anyone exercising that right to do so peacefully," it added in part.